Okay, Baruchim Abayim to the Iyun Adaf, and the Shia this evening. There's an El Tisal in America this morning. Will concern itself with the sugya of Shviras Makel, the Koyves Avayis Kechavim, and of course the great halachic controversial issue which raged several years ago, which is the question of shetels, peyot nachuyot, and in particular those shetels which were made from hair that came from the from India, and in particular the hair that was shaved off from what's called tanshur, which was a Hindu rite, which the people would go to be to Akbalas Panei HaAvodah Zarah. Then part of the ritual was to shave off the hair and then to go into the temple and to express your devotion to the god. And of course the hair was considered by many poskim to actually have been a tikoivis Avodah Zarah, and because of that, as some of you will well, remember, there was a call that people should not only, that women should not only get ripped, take off their shetels, which of course are prohibited by Hanah, but also to burn them. I think that the newspapers actually carried pictures of Gedalia, who seemed to be at that time burning shetels and not chametz. So the question is, after several years, we could actually look at this in a perhaps a more objective and a calmer perspective, and see exactly whether in fact actually there is a grounds either for prohibiting these shetels, or in fact actually is there a possibility that perhaps they might be permitted. Now, I'm going to divide the shiur into three parts. The first part is going to concern itself with the halachic issue, in other words, assuming the worst, that is, that these shetels are actually being made from hairs, and the hairs are actually being cut as part of the service of Avodah Zarah. So the question is, if in fact cutting the hair constitutes what we would call a type of, what's called a tekoivis Avodah Zarah, meaning that the cutting the hair constitutes what you would call a sacrifice, an act, a rite of idolatry, in which case it could possibly be that cutting off the hair constitutes a type of shechita, right? In which case, of course, the hair becomes now a tikrebis avodah zarah, something which has been offered to avodah zarah, and therefore, of course, is completely asur b'hanah. There's no possibility of bittul, and in fact, it has to be burnt. So that's, we're going to assume the worst, that everything that is taking place in India is in fact actually commensurable with that. In the second part of the shiur, I'm going to actually discuss, raise that issue. In fact, are the hairs actually being cut off and offered to Avodah Zarah? Or, in fact, actually, is the tanshur a ritual which is not connected with any offering, but is being done for other purposes? And then, the third part of the shiur, I'm actually going to raise the issue, is Hinduism Avodah Zarah? Because if it's not Avodah Zarah, then we can just close the gemaras, pack up bags, and doing something else. So, but we're going to actually proceed, and assuming the reality that it is Avodah Zarah, and that this is a tekoivis Avodah Zarah in the sense, and we're going to see really how the halacha comes out. Now, the sugya is actually today in the Daf Yomi. I'm not sure which daf it is, but it's more or less it spans where the Daf Yomi should be, which means it's located in Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Amud Beis, Nun Aleph Ben Aleph, and also the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara in Nun Amud Beis brings a Memra in the name of Rav. Okay, Nun Amud Beis, towards the end, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Avodis Kechavim Sha'obdim Oise B'makel, and Avodah Zarah that one is worshipping it with a stick, Shava Machal B'Faneh, one breaks the shtip in front of the Avodah Zarah, Chaya. Then he's Chaya Misa, because he's actually done an act of Avodah Zarah. Zorak Machal B'Faneh, he throws the stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, Potter, then he's exempt. Omele Abaye L'Rova, Zabaye Es Rova, Maishma Shava Davale Kin Zavicha. Why, in fact, when he breaks the makil, do we say he's chayiv? Because this constitutes something which is akin to zavich. He's not sacrificing anything, but it's an act which is analogous to zavich. So, nami avodah kein zrika. If he throws the makil, it's really kein zrika. It's akin or commensurable with the, you know, with the spilling of blood. Omale. So, Avraham said to Abaye, "Be'ina zrika b'shtabelos v'leike." When one sprinkles, somehow the liquid, the thing which sprinkled, has to splatter, and that's not happening with the makel. You throw the makel, it still remains in one piece. And then the Gemara has a kasha from Sofot and Tzoya, or Nosach Chafena Ovet Shemayim Raglayim. The Gemara gives an answer that was speaking about Tzoya Lach. Okay, so that's the first name of Rav. The Gemara brings a machlokes of Yehuda by Shochet Lechagav. And then the Gemara goes on and brings a second Memra in the name of Rav. And this second Memra is being said by Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Avua, Omer Rav. This is Dafnun Aleph from an Aleph. So with Memra number one says, Shova Makel Chayev, because it's Ge'en Zvicha. However, Zorg Makel Potter, because it's not Zrika HaMishtaberes. The second member, which is Omer Rav Nachman or Baravua Omer Rav, it's being said the name of Rav by Rav Nachman and Omer Baravua, a voice Chachovim Shoevdin Zor B'Makel. Once again, and Avodah Zarah, which one worships it through a stick, Shava Machal Faneh Chayev. You break the stick in front of it, it's Chayev. V'Neaseret, so the Machal is forbidden. Zor Machal Faneh Chayev. You throw the Machal in front of it, you're Chayev. V'Ein Neaseret, but it's not forbidden. And the Gemara asks the question, Amalei Rav Rav Nachman, the same question, Maishna Shabbat Avilekein Zricha, Zok Nami Avilekein Zricha. So once again, the answer is given, Be'inyin Zricha Mishtabels V'Leika. Okay, so in other words, now, the fact is that there is apparent stira between the two statements of Rav. We're not going to go into this deal, this is addressed by the Rishonim. There are two answers given. One answer is that a Moroi B'Shem Rav, there are different opinions of Moroi as to what Rav's opinion was. And the second answer is that distinguishes between whether it's the Derech to worship as the Avodah Zarah with a Makel or not. Okay? Look at the Balam Or, Terashi, all the Rishonim speak about it. It is actually relevant Halacha L'Maisa, but I'm not going to focus on it right now. Okay, now, the Gemara now brings a Mishnah. In other words, right now we're dealing with Rav. Rav is of the opinion that if a person breaks a makel, right, even though he's not sacrificing an animal, it's not a real sacrifice, nonetheless, since breaking the makel is analogous to Zvicha, so therefore one is Chayev, it becomes Tikloivis of a Dazor. So the Gemara brings the Mishnah on an ultimate base as a Kashar Rav. Tana, the Gemara says, Motza b'roish k'seis u'boyis o'keile b'rei mutorim. Okay? Pachili anova, a person finds clusters of grapes, atorish al shibolim, or finds wheat, stalks of wheat, yenois, wine, shmonim, oils, solosois, a flour, v'chodovish yitzim v'kolig ad mizbeach, anything which is brought in the mizbeach, asa. So these things are asa, because we assume that they are the corpus of an azar. So Gemara says, "Bishlam ayenus b'shalom uslatos ika kein panim ve'ika kein zrika mishtaberes." That was the Gemara says, the wines, oils, and flour which one finds on this Avodah Zarah. So first of all, this kein panim, which means that these things are actually brought in the Beis Hamikdash, right? The wine, shemen, and sodas are brought as nusachim or benachis. Ve'ika kein zrika mishtaberes also too. You have a zrika mishtaberes because you could, you know, when you sprinkle the wine, sprinkle the, you could, you know, wine, oil, or flour can be sprinkled. Okay, so either way, in other words, there's an issue either mitzad that there is ein panim. It's a little wild. There's an opinion that kein zvicha or kein zrika is permitted, but nonetheless, if something is kein panim, means the ritual is done. In other words, in the same way it was done in the Beis Hamikdash, you chayev, right? So the Gemara says, here, either way you have it, either kein panim, right? There are things that were brought, exactly where they were brought in the Beis Hamikdash, kein zrika mishtaberes, or you have a zrika mishtaberes, you have analogous, like analogous to the zrika of the Beis Hamikdash. So fine. And a pachila nova toshi shibolim, but pachinah lo tosher shibolim, right? Loike ain part of ikav loike ain zrike mishtabevetz. First, we don't have cane panim because you know there are no libations of grapes, no other libations of stalks of grain. For loike ain zrike mishtabevetz, so these are things that splatter. They're whole objects. They're like a makel. So the Gemara says, Omer Rava, says Rava, Omer Ula, in the name of Ula, Kegoin, what are we speaking about? Shabbatzra mitchila lachach. That when you harvested the grapes, when you harvested the grape, when you plucked the grapes off from the vine, you did it with that intention. Now, what does that mean? So, Rashi explains, Shabbatzra mitchila, letzayach ha-mitzvachabim, that when you harvest, when you pluck the grape off of the vineyard, and by plucking it off, that constituted a ritual of service to Avodah Zarah. It's like breaking a string from Avodah Zarah, the double is zvicha, and that's similar to zvicha. Okay, so in other words, so the Gemara, according to the way Rashi learns, plucking a grape off from the vine is the same thing as breaking a makel in front of the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, because of this, it would seem to me that this is a call to Rav, that you have a shviras mak, you have a kein zvicha, and therefore one is chayev, and therefore these pachili anovim, which are plucked off for that reason, are also as the klevis of vedazam. That's the way the Gemara concludes. And then finally, the Gemara brings the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And of course, the answer of the Gemara, the way Rashi learns, the Teilot, is being said only by the Rav. We don't need mamish. Zvicha, kein panim. All we have is something. We don't have kein panim, but all we have a kein zvicha. That's enough. The harvesting, the plucking of the grape is enough to make a kein zvicha according to Rav Yochanan. Okay, and it's according to Avodah Zarah. Now, the Gemara then brings Omer Rav Yavo, Omer Rav Yochanan, minayin lezaveich behema balas bum levudah chom mishu pata. The person actually brings a behema, which is a balas bum, the one is exempt. Right, he's a pasuk. Zevir lokim yechram b'tel Hashem levada. It's zevir lohim. I should say yechram. Right, lo yasatun ekein panim. The Torah only asked something which is actually an avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, now there appears to be a machlekes of Rabbi Yechonon from the sugya. In other words, there are some rishonim who quote others who trace the possibility that maybe they're arguing. But the majority of Rishayim understand that there's a machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan. Well, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm only chayev in Avodah Zarah if I do a maisa which would constitute an act of Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, Sheva Makel and Pater. Sheva Makel, right, is not Kein Panim. And Rav holds it, no, that if I do something analogous to Zvicha, like Sheva Makel, and according to Rashi, if I pluck a grape, that in fact actually Abi Chayef. There's a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, how do the Rishonim come out? So if you look in the back of the Gemara, in the Ran, on the Rif, and the Ran has a Riches on the Sugya, begins in Daf Mem Gimel, in the Dapei Arif, and continues through Chav Gimel, of Gimel on the days. So there the Ran clearly passes like Rabbi Yochanan. We have the Klal, Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Halachic Rabbi Yochanan. In addition to that, the Ran brings the Ramban, passes like Rabbi Yochanan. And in fact, actually, the Ritvor from Masada Rav Kook passes like Rabbi Yochanan. And the Ritvor quotes other Rishayim passes like Rabbi Yochanan. I think the Rama, Rabbi Meir Halevi, the Baal Yad Rama. And the most rish, it seems that Rav Minyan bin Rishayin Pasuk Rabbi Yochanan, in which case Shviras Makel, right, is Potter, and it will come out according to Rashi learns, if a person plucked a grape, or from the vineyard, since that's only a zvicha, kein zvicha, and it's not kein penim, the way Rashi learns in the Gemara, so therefore there will not be issa by the Zohar. That's the way, in fact, Rabbi Yechon, that's the way, in fact, Moshe Shein and Paschal. Now, the Mishnah says, Pachile Anovim, but Rabbi Yechon, right, is subject to the Mishnah. So the Rishonim explain, that Anovim was like Bikurim. They used to bring Bikurim. So because of that, is because Bedavka is Bachili Anovim, which is Ge'en Penim, because they would bring, except for the Beis HaMikdash, because Anovim was part of the Bikurim, from the Shiva Samina. That's the reason. But if a person just stand plucked anything off the tree, if it wasn't from things that would run Bikurim, then the fact that we didn't know Yisav HaDazorah. So, it comes out, Roiv Minyan Abinyan Yishayinim, we're speaking about the Ramban, we're speaking about the Ritva, we're speaking about the Ramah, we're speaking about the Ro'or, right? The Ritva brings Morei V'Rabbi HaRo'or, all Paskin, like Keneged Rav, like Rabbi Yechon. Okay? Now, there are three other Rishonim. There's the Rambam. It's not clear what the Shittas HaRambam is. The Ran somehow leans in Mitzar HaChiyod. I'm not going to go into the Ram right now. That's a Shirin Lombus. And then there's the Shitta of the Raiva. The Raiva passes like Rav. So going to the Raiva in a Hanami, right? We pass like Rav all the way. And then, so in other words, so therefore what we get from the Ram is that Rabbi Yemi Rishayna and Paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. The Rambam, another Shia, he's certainly not passing like less like Rav. And then the Raivit passed, but the Shita of the Raivit is in fact actually the Pasta Krav. So the Raivit is the lone reach of the Pasta Krav. Okay, now. So up to now, the whole Krav is a Das Yochid. That's the Raivit. Now, what I want to focus on though is the Shita HaRosh. Why the Shita HaRosh? Because the Rosh has an interesting psak. And the Torah passes like the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch appears to be going like the Rosh. What's interesting is that the Beis Yosef and Simon Kuf Lev Tes doesn't bring anything in Shainin. All he seems to bring is the Rosh. Now, the Rosh in Perek Revi, in Aleph, first he brings Rabbi Yechanan. Okay? Rabbi Yechanan gains, right? And he doesn't bring Rabbi Yechanan. And then says the Rosh, the Mishnah says, what about the Mishnah? Yena Shmonim. You don't have Kain Panim. So the Rosh makes the following distinction. He says, anything which is brought to the Avodah Zarah, even though you're not doing a Maisa that was in the Beis HaMikdash, if the Chatzah was something which was actually brought to the Beis HaMikdash, like Yayin, right? And even though there's no mizvika mishtaberes, nonetheless it's also. In other words, if he brings something, if he magis something of the zora, it's mamish something that was keim panim in the Beis HaMikdash, like yayin or shmanim. So in this case, yochayev, right? So he says keim shiyisim makriv panim kagon yena shmanim slosais menachais mafet tanor or mayim melech. So that's also. Okay? Then he says, right? Then, and that's if you just bring it to the Venezuela without doing a Zrika or a Zvich. And then he says, V'ad David Zrika Mishtaberes, Hanu B'dov Hashem Akiv Menob B'fonim Kilon Shviras Makel. But he says that if you shave a Makel, do a Kain Zvicha Mishtaberes, then in fact, actually, the Rosh Pasch is Shachayet, like Shviras Makel. And in fact, so Lechayra, even though Rosh Lechayra is going like Rabbi Yechanan, so it would seem to me the Rosh is being bedayk from the Gemara after the Aleph Baralef. The Gemara asks a kasha b'chili anofim, and the Gemara says, we're talking about, does that kein banim, and does that become ishtoreres? That was the kasha of the Gemara. The Rosh understood that in fact that's the halacha, and could Rabbi Yechanan is related to that. In other words, namely that what? Namely, that either the min is a min that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash, like Yayin, right, like Yayin, or Soilus, or Shemet, or you do a Zrika Mishtaberes, or a Shvira Kein Zvicha. Okay, that clearly is the Shittas HaRosh. And by that's where the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rosh, Simon Kuf Lamed Tes. Okay, now, the question is, but what about Bachili Anovim? The Rosh doesn't mention Bachili Anovim. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring Bachili Anovim at all. It's absent, it's gone, it's vanished. It vanished. Ne'alav, it disappeared. Now, you might say, maybe the Rosh holds like Rashi, that when I pluck something off, then in fact that's called Ke'en Zvicha. But I have a Pella, it's a Pella. Because the Rosh says,
V'hada be'inin zriga mishtaberes hanu b'dov v'shem makivim menu b'fnim k'goin shviras makir. You should have, tell me a bigger chiddush. Tell me b'chili anovim. Tell me din b'tzira. The rush b'chlau doesn't bring the din b'tzira. And it comes out a funny thing. Because if according to the rush, if the chetz of the thing is born in the Beis HaMikdash, so I have to come on to batzul l'chach. Because anov was brought as a bikurim. And if batzul l'chach is in the shviras makir, right? So how do you learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, I mean, if that's true, so what, in other words, how do I have to learn, what does it have to be? Kain, Chatzimis Kain Panim. And also, yeah, in other words, if the is this of the Chatz, the other was born in the face of the Mishnah, I'm the Betzir Lachach. And if I'm Betzir Lachach, why bring Makil? Tell me Betzir. Betzir would be a big Chiddush, because, now, I want to claim, right now, in fact, I want to claim that the Rosh is learning the following way of the Nachmanal. This is what I want to claim. I want to claim this, and the Torah only brings the Shittas HaRosh, and the Mechaba brings the Shittas HaRosh. I want to learn the following thing. It's clear when the Rosh says that which we need, Kain Zvich is by a Makel, that the Rosh is not on the Rashi. Because should have said, like Patsina, should have brought it before Shigamara. I want to claim the Rosh learning the following thing. Really, Yayin Shemin are things which are naturally brought in the Mizbeach. That's an Avoida. And you bring that to the Avodah Zorah, either you don't do a Zrika, or Kein Zvicha, Yechayiv. But if you bring Pachile Anovim, I mean, there was no Mais Avoida done with them. So what makes that Kein Panim? And the Mishnah says, love has to be Kein Panim. So I want to claim, if you plucked off the grape, for the part the chach, if you're blazing the chach, that means you gave a chashivas to the grave that should be brought, like bikurim. In other words, the Rosh learns that the tables of the Gemara shabbats on the chach is not saying that the betzira is not like saying that the betzira is kein zvicha, but all it's saying is that if I was blazing the shem of the zara, so if I brought the grave, it's like bringing bikurim. Because Bikurim was not something that was actually brought in the Mizbeach. That's what I say the Shittas HaRosh. Now, so now you might ask the question, what's the difference between being Beitzer a grape and being Shechting an animal? Well, I think it's a Chiluk. Because if you Shecht an animal, the Gemara in the Chulun Daf Ches Malam calls that a Beitzer Kilkul. It's like Shechit, it's a Beitzer Kilkul. You're breaking the back, it's like Beitzer Kilkul. But Beitzer is a Beitzer Tikkun. Shechit is well, Abalach is no. But the Gemara and Shabbat is a question, why is Shechit Asa? Is it Asa because of Sevilla? Or is it Asa because of what Neitel of the Til of the Shama? But the Maisa, but the Maisa of Shechit itself is a Maisa Kilko. Is that Zvicha? So in other words, it can't be that Betzira is going to be like a Shechita. Betzira is a Maisa Tikkun. So in other words, there's a chiluk between Betzira and being Shevra Makel. So it comes out that the Shittas HaRosh is that, first of all, the Rosh is in the Chalpin, did a Pachil another. But the Rosh would learn that if I pluck off a grape, from the vineyard, from the Kevin, right? There's not Kain Zvicha. It's only if I pluck off and bring it to the Mizbeach, then it's a mincha to the Avodah Zarah, and that will ask it. That makes it the koyv. That's why I say the Shittas HaRosh. And in fact, the Pachil Anov is not brought in the Rosh, nor in the Torah, nor in the Shulchan Aruch. Nowhere. Okay, now. So, let's summarize. Now, when a person shaves off his hair, why should that be the Kreis of Avodah Zarah? Well, certainly hair was not brought in the Mizbeach. It's not Kein Panim. So what are you going to say? You're going to say it's Shviras Makel. Because it's Shviras Makel. And Maria Berabi, Rav Moshe Shtoymach, told me that. Rav Moshe Shtoymach in the Tshuva, in Tshuva Sfan Hodeis, I think it's Chedek Beis, Tov Yudalit. I think it's Tov Yudalit. But he told me, Bial Peh, that now when they shave off the hair, that's going to be that's Kain Shviras Makel. He brings the Rashi. B'mchilas Kavod Haram. Who holds like you? Nobody, except maybe the Ravid. not the first of all, the Rishayin the Pasuk of Yechana. But even say like the Rosh, according to what I'm learning, the Rosh. It's Mukhat like this in the Rosh. Since hair is not Ke'en Pane, so Gziza Sal is not any different than Betzira, and Betzira does not constitute Ke'en Zvicha. So, in fact, what are you relying upon? You're relying upon perhaps the Shitas HaRaivit, if he learns Taka like Rashi, which is Adas Yachid in all the Rishayim, and it's Didcha Mahalacha. So, and Derech Agav, even though the Shulchan Aruch brings Shviras Matkel and Kuf Lamed Tes, Ayin B'Chayodam, the Chayodam doesn't bring Shviras Matkel at all. He paskins in Gantz like Rabbi Yechon. So, in my opinion, to Asr here is the Kuvis of the Zara, because of the Din of Shviras Matkel, has Kimat no Makor in the Halacha, except we want to go in a Das Yoch, which I put anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. That's part number one of the Shia. Okay. Part number two, the reality. What are they doing when they shave off their hair? Is the hair an offering to the Avodah Zarah? First of all, I want to refer you to the Meirah Nevuchim. Chelek Gimel, Perek Mem Zayin. The Meir Levuchim speaks about, in the Tamei HaMitzvah speaks about Nida, Metzora, Zav, Zova. And the Meir Levuchim says in Perek Mem Zayin that there used to be in ancient times, and even today he says, in the Far East, when they would shave off hair, it was considered a Maisa Tuma. And as they shave off hair, they'd have to be Toivel. It was going to be a Maisa Tuma. And if it's considered a Maisa Tuma by shaving off hair, how could it possibly be the hair? It's an Avodah Zarah. According to the Meir Levuchim, it's impossible. Lo Yitzuya. And in fact, whoever investigates the literature on Eastern religions, or even looks at the ads for the pilgrimages, sees that in fact, if a person would sin, it would somehow be metame the hair. And therefore they would shave off the hair, not to ruin themselves of chait, but it was an act of hachna. Shaving off hair was an act of hachna, part of the tshuva process. But it wasn't for Avodah Zarah. Even though they caught a woman, I'm doing this for the God, but she's not bringing her hair as a takoivis. She's shaving her hair off as achna. It was a symbolic gesture of submission to the idol, to the Avodah Zarah, and part of an act of tshuva. V'araya, after they shave off the hair, they go to the mikveh, they go into the river. The place where they shave the hair is nowhere near the temple. Those of you but the heads of the internet, I refer you to the relevant sites. So, the reality is that there is no hair in the Indian religion that is offered to Avodah Zarah. That's the reality. Okay. Third part. You can argue with me this and that. I want to learn Chazanish. The Chazanish says, in Samach Beis, in Simonim Chaf Alav Chaf Beis, I'm going to summarize the Chazanish. The Chazanish says, Avodah Zarah is only when something physical in the world is worshipped, or something dies and its spirit is worshipped. But it says the Chazanish, if a person worships a spirit which never lived as a terrestrial creature, that's not Avodah Zarah, said the Chazanish. That's a minus. But it's not Avodah Zarah. If a person dies, and then you worship his soul, that's Avodah Zarah. Because the soul came from a person who
walked the terrestrial world, who lived a either human life, an animal life. But if something was always a god, it was never a spirit, so the Chasam Nisa, that's mean, it's not Avodah Zarah. Buddhism is Avodah Zarah. Because the Buddha was a holy person, and then when he died, his holy neshama went up, and they worshipped the Buddha's neshama. But Hinduism is just a worship of spirits. They're spirits. They might sometimes masquerade as human beings, Betsam, but they were never people. They were always spirits. Hinduism does not qualify according to the Chasam Nisa of Avodah Zarah. And don't tell me the Chasam Nisa is Das Yochid. Das Yochid means other people know what they're talking about. If you're the only one who knows what he's talking about, you're not a Das Yochid. You're a Das Miuchedas. Anyway, so this leads me to conclude that, assuming the worst, assuming it's Avodah Zarah, assuming that they cut the hair, the shame to cover Avodah Zarah, except for the Shita of the Ravid, which is a Das Yochid and all the Rishonim, and there's no raya to it in the halacha, it seems to me that there's no halacha basis for saying that cutting one's hair constitutes a tikkur, makes the hair to curse Avodah Zarah. That's what I would say. Secondly, the facts are in India that the hair is unoffered. The hair is unoffered. And on the contrary, the hair is unoffered and it's not a sacrifice. It's not a zavicha. It's not a zarika. It's purely a way in which a person, by taking off the hair, which is a tumah, subjugates himself to the idol and act of repentance. That's what it is. And this is, all the experts say this, and the pilgrimage reports, which encourage people, which publicize people to come, say, tell people that they should do the holy tonsure in order to subjugate themselves. And thirdly, according to Chasam Nisa, the discussion doesn't begin. This is not Avodah Zarah, it's Minas. My nafka Mina. You shouldn't, they're Mina, but you can wear the shekels. You can wear the shekels. You can pay a lot of money for them, but the Bana. If Minas is also Bana, together with Abikosas, that's Minas, that's Maltesif, that's Minas. Anyway, so to conclude, I would say that those perhaps Reitz Lahakmir, Kishitas HaRaiva, can be Machmir. But the rest of you who are interested in doing Keroiv Minyan Abin Rishonim, or Kishulchan Orach, or Kedari Achrinim, the Minyan Adaya, like Chachmir, the Chachmas Adam, and don't tell me Chachmas Adam is a Kitzah Sefer. Then, in fact, it seems to me that there's no basis whatsoever, neither in halacha, nor in reality, nor in theology, to, in fact, consider the shaitels to be also. Okay, I'm going to stop over here, because we saw a little bit late this evening, but I think that we should be, okay? Be well.